Well, as we've been hearing this morning, the UK Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists review into cervical check is expected to go before cabinet ministers this morning. The review examined more than 1,000 smear test results. It was ordered by the government in May of last year in the wake of the scandal. And as we've been hearing from Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent, RT has learned of concerns by women about the review reports had to be returned by the HSE to the UK team due to apparent inaccuracies or omissions. Now, I am joined on the line by Alan Kelly, Labour TD for Tipperary and also party spokesperson in health. Also on the line, Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent. Good morning to you both. First of all, Priscilla, if I can start with you, just remind us and our listeners when this review was ordered and why.
This review was originally ordered back in May 2018 to look at the results of all women who had had a smear test under the cervical check programme and who had subsequently been diagnosed with cervical cancer. It would include the women who were involved in the original controversial audit report and then also other women who would have had their cancer notified to the National Registry, Cancer Registry of Ireland. So not all women who were entitled to take part in the review actually chose to do so. So about two-thirds of those chose to take part, or their next of kin in the case of women who sadly passed away. So there's roughly just over 1,000 smear tests cases that would have been reviewed by the college for this particular review.
And the idea was to provide women who took part in cervical check and who then developed cervical cancer to provide them with independent clinical assurance about the timing of their diagnosis and treatment.
That's exactly it. So it reviewed their original slide results and then it compared them with the results that cervical check had given them to see if they matched. And if they were discordant, then they provided independent clinical summaries just outlining whether or not the results would have impacted on their medical treatment or their outcomes, should they have been re-examined earlier, should they have had a colposcopy, etc. So while we understood that obviously a number of these cases would have shown a discordant result, we're getting the aggregate report on that this afternoon. All the individual clinical summaries have been communicated to the women or to their next of kin. So we believe, we haven't seen the results yet, but we believe it could be that 30% of those cases would have had a discordant result from the original smear test from cervical check compared to the review from the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists.
That would be maybe over 300, perhaps up as high as 400 cases would have had, the review would have given them a different result compared to what they were told originally.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And as we've said, that we know that some of these women obviously would have been involved with the 221 plus group, the audit results that would have been outlined by Vicky Phelan originally. So some of these would have known their results, but obviously it's quite a shock as well for other women who would have been involved with the smear test
and
program.
Alan Kelly, when the Taoiseach delivered his apology in the Dáil about 6 weeks or so ago in the month of October, you warned in responding to that the government needed to get proper control of this review. Now, it seemed in hindsight that you were indicating or pointing towards something that caused you concern at the time.
Yeah, Sean. Firstly, I just obviously thinking of a lot of women who have got the reports over the last number of weeks and months, and also obviously the full report is coming out today. So obviously, I'm thinking of all of them today. I flagged this on the day of the apology, which was for me probably the most emotional day I ever spent in Leinster House. I flagged it because obviously I'm in touch with an awful lot of people, an awful lot of women have been in touch with me. I flagged it because there were issues consistently I had heard over a long period of time in relation to how this review was being done, the levels of inaccuracies, issues with what was being communicated to many of the women. And how it was being communicated. Many of them have been outlined by Fergal Bowers in relation to basic details of reviews being wrong, CSPID numbers being different, dates of smears being wrong, dates of diagnosis, stage of cancer, a whole range of issues not being dealt with in the manner in which it should be done professionally. The fact that you actually had to have the HSE validating the report in the first place, an independent report by ORCOG, which then had to go through the HSE, where batches of reports that were sent out to women and communications had to be resent back to the ORCOG in the first place, didn't fill anyone with confidence. And I might just point out to you today that the three people most associated with this to your listeners, Vicky Phelan, Stephen Teep, and Lorraine Walsh, who obviously was working very closely on this for a long time, are not at the announcement today are not meeting with the Department of the HSE in relation to this because of their concerns. And I expect you will hear from some of them later on why they have those concerns that I shared and outlined to the Taoiseach and to the Minister on the day of the apology, but unfortunately it fell on deaf ears.
Yes, as Fergal was reporting and you've been saying as well, in some cases slides were mislabeled, women were told their original smear test result was correct only to be later given a different result.
I've seen them, Sean. I have seen them. I have seen those.
Well, where did the problem lie? I mean, who's responsible for this?
Well, that's what the Taoiseach and the Minister today need to outline. I mean, I'm not at Cabinet. I don't have the report. I've had women contact me in relation to how ORCOG was conducting its business through the HSE. I've worked very closely with the three people I've named previously on this. There are concerns, deep concerns in relation to this, which will be outlined later on today as to the validation process, as to the way in which the information was communicated, as to the accuracy of this. And my deep concern in speaking to these people is that, hand on heart, you know, they don't have full confidence. Hand on heart, they have a real issue. Could they, if somebody got the results and it said now that it was concurrent and not discordant, they, hand on heart, could not say to those women that they could stand over that, because they don't believe in the integrity of the process. And really, this is really, really a day that should never, ever have come about. It's a day that was flagged. I flagged it. I said it in the Dáil. I said it directly to Minister Harris. Really, you know, we've had too many issues.
Yeah, but maybe by the time you blew the whistle, if I can put it like that, in October, maybe at that stage it was too late.
Well, no, it wasn't. I mean, issues could have been dealt with. I expect when you hear from the patient advocates later on today, they will outline in detail the concerns that they had and how they communicated, how they wrote to various different individuals involved in the Department of Health and in the HSE, how they got assurances back, how they felt those assurances weren't working.
And assurances back from who, Alan Kelly? From ORCOG?
Well, no, from the Department of Health.
Yes, but on the face of it, I mean, this was supposed to be a top-notch kind of review by people and by an organisation whose credentials were beyond question and perhaps superior to anything else available in these islands, the Royal College of Obstetrics and Gynaecology, or Obstetricians and Gynaecologists, I should say.
I'm not saying anything in relation to ORCOG. All of that will wash out in its own time. I'm not saying anything in relation to them whatsoever. But the process here, the way in which this was done, there were issues here which the patient advocates, it takes an awful lot given the amount of work Vicky Lorraine and Stephen have put into this, that they are not participating today. They are not turning up at this. And obviously they don't stand over it, and that's the reason why. And they have flagged this, they have flagged these issues, they have outlined them in writing over a significant period of time. They have tried and failed on a number of occasions to flag these with the Minister for Health as well.
As we know, Vicky Phelan has spoken very highly of the performance of the Health Minister, Simon Harris, in dealing with this particular controversy.
Well, the issues here, I flagged them, as you know, Sean, in the Dáil on the day of the apology. I did so pleading. I did so in a non-political way. I work very closely with these people. Lots of people know my track record in relation to that over nearly a year and three quarters now at this stage. I wanted to see this process being done correctly. I wanted to see the women get the results and be able to take action or be satisfied as a result of that. And I really want to hear from the patient advocates later on today, because their concerns are my concerns, and I believe it's right that they should outline them later on today. They're real concerns. I've had people on to me over a considerable period of time. I've seen some of the issues myself. I've seen a lot of the issues myself. I've raised them in committee. I've raised them in the Dáil.
Well, if you're that familiar with it, Alan Kelly, can you enlighten us a bit further on where the problem lies or lay?
The problems lie, Sean, when somebody, a woman who's getting results can get two different results.
Yeah, but I mean, why was that happening? Can you just explain how and why?
That's for the minister today to outline. That's not for me to outline, because I can't explain, and I'm not going to try and explain or double guess or second guess how somebody could get a different result on two different occasions from this review. There were also numerous examples of the reviews coming back into the HSE, obviously being validated and audited, which for me is a strange process in the first place, that it had an independent review that has to be validated by the HSE, to me, is an issue with the independence in the first place. And then you have mislabeling, you have issues in relation to basic details being wrong, like page numbers, you have issues in relation to dates of smears, lost smears, dates of diagnosis, stage of cancer, all of those issues have an accuracy problem.
Well, where could that, just to take one of those things, where could that mislabeling have taken place?
Well, that's for others to explain, but I would presume somewhere between ORCOG and the HSE validation process.
Right, well, as we say, we'll have to hear or wait until later in the day to hear from those advocates and campaigners. Coming back to you, Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent, what are the questions in your mind as to where, or have you any indication as to where the ball was dropped, as it were?
Well, I suppose we'll find out more details when the report itself actually comes to Cabinet this afternoon. And this report really, I suppose, has been crucial to the whole cervical check controversy because it was due to answer one key question. Notwithstanding the difficulties with screening and its limitations, is our screening programme as good as it should be? And I think perhaps today the report is going to throw up maybe more questions than answers. But I think the overall finding of the report we've been led to believe is that the screening results are broadly in line with the UK's experience of screening, which would be a positive thing. And also, since the report actually has been carried out, that a number of actions have been actioned by the HSE in relation to cervical check, improving the oversight and governance of the programme itself. Though it should be pointed out as well that we still haven't moved to HPV primary testing for smear tests, which is a more accurate way of assessing smear tests and hopefully reducing down the inaccuracy rate, which is inherent in the screening programme. So there are a lot of things happening as well in the background in relation to cervical check, which are very important in the context of this report, which will be discussed in detail today. And obviously, as Alan Kelly has pointed out there, one of the key issues with the whole cervical check controversy has been communication issues, poor communication, a lack of transparency and administration details. And I suppose, are we going to hear more about that this afternoon, that there was problems with this report? Said we haven't seen the report itself yet, the aggregated version. So the Minister will be trying to obviously answer those questions this afternoon to put minds at rest and to give further information on what were the issues that Alan raised there.
And Alan Kelly, will members of the Royal College of Gynaecologists and Obstetricians, will they be here today or are they coming later to just outline their particular insights and concerns?
I understand that they now will. I think there was a change of heart. I don't think they were meant to, but now they are coming. And we will have a collection of the Department of Health and the HSE and the Health Committee. It's scheduled for the 18th, but there is a request from the committee that now that this report is out, that that be brought forward. So we're hoping to bring that meeting forward and not to have such a lag time between today and the 18th. So we'll see where that goes. But certainly, as part of that process, I would like to meet, and I'm sure my fellow committee members would like to meet with ORCOG as well, to go through the collective issues, but the aggregate report and also how these individual reports were handled. And furthermore, Sean, the committee has agreed that the patient representatives who I've spoken about earlier on will also separately be asked to come into the committee to give their views on how this was conducted. And may I finally say that I'd like to hear from Dr. Gabriel Scally about his view on this review at some point as well.
Right. And just going back to you, Priscilla Lynch, if it's the case, as RT has learned and reported, that of concerns by some women about the ORCOG review, that reports had to be returned by the HSE to the UK team due to apparent inaccuracies or omissions, such as we've discussed earlier, that would suggest that the HSE was not happy with the way ORCOG did its business.
Question is, we don't really know the answer to that yet, but we do know that it was a complex review and there was a lot of administration involved and there was a lot of separate laboratories involved as well, just in relation to getting the smear tests results back and forth. So there was a lot of administration there, and obviously it's very important that we have confidence in this report today. So those reports that are coming in about concerns from individual women are obviously concerning, so we do need to have answers to those questions today. And obviously it's to be welcomed that representatives from the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists in the UK will be there to hopefully answer those questions.
Yes, we should be a lot wiser before the end of today. Alan Kelly, before I let you go, I gather your constituency colleague Michael Lowry was on Tip FM this morning. He was critical of the Labour Party's criticism of the government in relation to the housing crisis. I see Fia Kelly tweeting, Lowry further adds that the housing problem has been brewing for years, back to Fianna Fáil governments, takes issue with Labour criticising Minister Murphy, and he says Willie Penrose, Jan O'Sullivan and Alan Kelly, who he describes as our own genius here in Tipperary, were all in charge of housing at some point.
Isn't that very funny? Comical Lowry, you know, a man with his track record, a man with who has behaved in the manner that he has. I'm glad he calls me a genius anyway, because certainly as regards getting things done around here, I'm achieving a lot more. But anyway, the issues in relation to this is no surprise to me that Michael Lowry is backing this government in relation to this motion, or indeed anything else, because literally he's nowhere else to turn. He supports them anyway, because really that's his position in life, trying to be relevant. But we'll be opposing, we won't be supporting the government tonight, we will be opposing it. Do I think that the Social Democrats' timing on this is good? No, I don't. Having said that, when it comes to a motion in relation to this government, in relation to Minister Owen Murphy, or indeed if it was in relation to Minister Simon Harris, we don't have confidence in them, so we will not be supporting them, because the motion is down. We can't pick the timing. Having said that, we have to vote on what's in front of us, and we'll certainly be voting no confidence in the minister.
Okay, Alan Kelly, Labour TD for Tipperary and party spokesperson on health. Thank you, and my thanks as well to Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent. We'll be talking about that motion after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.